We are reading the article One Commandment from the writings of Bala Sulam. You can find it on our website, on the Avot system. Article One Commandment. One commandment. If he performs one mitzvah, commandment, he is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. There is no serving the Creator and observing the mitzvot except lishma, for her sake, meaning to bring contentment to one's Maker. Yet, our sages have already instructed to engage in Torah and mitzvot even in lo lishma, not for her sake, since from lo lishma he will come to lishma. I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, meaning merely to provide for one's sustenance. And in the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. Again, Article One Commandment. If he performs one mitzvah, one commandment, he is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. There is no serving the Creator and observing the mitzvot except in lishma, for her sake, meaning to bring contentment to one's Maker. Yet, our sages have already instructed to engage in Torah and mitzvot even in lo lishma, not for her sake, since from lo lishma he will come to lishma. I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, meaning merely to provide for one's sustenance. And in the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
Questions.
What
Bala Sulam describes as the first and only commandment that he writes, it's not already called lishma? He writes, yes, that the rest of the time he will work for the public to save the oppressed, every being needs salvation,
in order to reach lishma.
So what's the gap between that and lishma? Where is this gap?
By doing it and wanting to attain lishma.
But if he performs all these things, what more is he lacking for it to be called lishma?
Nothing, perhaps.
But he writes, this is the mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma.
Yes.
So it's enough to be in this state for it to be called lishma, or?
If you're in it, you're in lishma.
So?
I would
expect to say that the first and only mitzvah is love of friends, to
means. There's no such thing as a love of friends being the end of the or the end of the road. It's an action by which we reach connection.
למה הוא אומר שהמצווה היחידה
Why does he say that the only mitzvah, the only commandment to reach lishma, is to accept upon oneself, not to work for oneself, rather only merely for to provide for one's sustenance?
Because practically, in this way, we reach lishma.
Where
I'm working only for the sake of the other.
It's as if the main thing here. What does it mean not to work for one's needs, sustenance?
Anything that's not necessary for him. And he explains it later.
What does it mean? The rest of the time he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
Yes, he cares about everyone in the world so they would lack nothing of their necessities, and he himself does not need them.
And that is the only thing you need to do in order to reach Lishma?
Yes.
We are every created being in the world that needs
He tells you this law in general.
I don't understand.
What is considered the corrected world kli? That everyone cares about everyone else, so that there is no one that's left outside of the general concern of all the people in the world, right?
Yeah.
So what are you asking? Here he explains this to us. There's nothing more than reaching a state where everyone cares about everyone else.
Ken?
Yes?
He who performed one commandment turned the whole world and himself to the scale of merit. What does that mean? Love your friend as yourself?
Yes.
So he means that commandment.
Yes, that you care for others as you care for yourself. Yes, Owen.
From what I understand, we in Bnei Baruch, our influence on the world centralizes on one specific thing, to bring the wisdom of connection and correction to every person in the world and every language, whoever he is. Except for focusing on that there's endless work, we don't do any other action towards saving the oppressed. We're not giving money or medicine or, because we don't have all these things. So are we precise about what he's saying or not?
Yes. Yes. Because this is what we're able to do. If the Creator will suddenly drop some fund on us, so we'll learn how to share it with everyone. That's a very big trouble. Yes.
Rav Baal HaSulam כותב
Baal HaSulam writes that
מדבר על מידת ההכרחיות.
He speaks about the necessity.
ההכרחיות משתנה מאדם לאדם.
And that changes from person to person.
אנחנו מודדים את המידה הזאת.
How do we measure the necessity?
According to the extent that the person understands. And the more we advance, this extent changes.
What?
More?
זהו, כן.
That's it, yes.
רב, כשהוא מדבר על הכרחיות, הוא מדבר על גשמיות.
When he speaks about necessities, he speaks about corporeality or towards לא לשמה.
גשמיות ולא לשמה זה בעצם...
Corporeality and לא לשמה are basically, we can say, the same.
למה אני שואל? כי אנחנו יכולים לראות כאילו את ה...
I'm asking because you can we can see our needs, our bodily, corporeal needs, or towards our engagement in Torah and mitzvot and the reward we want to get from it. Should that also be restricted and limited?
No. That's not the way we should say. We don't need to restrict ourselves in the essential things. And what we need in order to exist, we need to have everything we should have. It's not that we limit ourselves.
So what's the right approach towards necessities, like what he's writing about?
Regarding the necessity, we have to make sure everyone gets their necessities as they should. It's not, you don't praise or condemn it.
How does that work with Lishma? Why is this what pushes us to Lishma?
If a person, first of all, cares about his necessities, he can exist in his basic level, which is the beastly life. Then he can rise to the human level that resembles the Creator.
But here he says that it's the thing that is leading us to Lishma. That if you have this, so that leads to Lishma.
If you care about your necessities no more than that, this will already lead you to the next degree. Okay, fine. Let's move on.
Florida.
Oh yes, Florida.
Love of the Creator and love of friends. Do they become the same in an integrated systems? Is are those conditions for an integrated system to work?
Ultimately, yes, but that's in the end of the path. They connect to one. Rehovot.
I'm asking myself if people that keep giving, like Albert Schweitzer, someone the doctor that did things in Africa, is he performing this commandment?
I don't know. Don't confuse me with Africa now, with the doctors there.
Ma.
Why in the beginning of the path there's a lot of confusion for the student between necessities and spirituality?
Because one doesn't really know what spirituality means. See, just like now he's asking about someone who works in Africa, is that spiritual or not?
Ma'etza.
So what's the advice?
What do you mean, what's the advice?
How can you speed up the getting your mind around this correctly to separate between necessities and spiritual advancement? How not to get confused?
We need to work in an essential way on the existence of a person, and no more than that. All the rest should be invested in a person's spiritual advancement. If there's no flower, there's no Torah.
What should a person pay attention on keeping his necessities exactly only to keep his necessities? Or
yes, that's a must.
So he needs to constantly check himself that he's on his necessities, or
no.
Check
the necessities. More or less normal.
Because if he's paying attention to it, so he's constantly dealing with it, is he in this necessity only to keep his basic needs? Or should he not work for his own benefit, but for the others? Which this is outward. It's two different tendencies. What should he pay attention on?
The attention should be first on making sure he has what he needs in order to exist. That's one thing. Are you listening or are you reading? Listening. Is it clear what I told you?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Because it turns out that a person is constantly busy with himself. Am I in necessities? Am I not? Am I keeping what I need? Or
he should examine it, do it, and then he'll be free to do all the other things. If I have strength left in me, and I have time left during the day, then I can invest it for others.
What?
More? Yes.
He writes that the work of the Creator and keeping the commandments are only for Lishma.
Yes.
And what every commandment, you can do it for Lishma or Lolishma, it depends what the reward will be.
Yes.
I wanted to ask about the love of friends. What is the love of friends? Lishma. What is the love of friends in Lolishma? In our work in the tent, practically.
In practice, in our work, love of friends may be that I care for to have a strong society that is connected and exists correctly and in a good way to maintain itself, to protect itself. And the connection between them, for it to really be Lishma, that's for the sake of the connection to the Creator, to aid the Creator, to bring the world to correction.
So that means that in, because like you said in the beginning, also in a corporeal group, they have a goal, they want the group to be successful, connected.
Yes.
So the addition of Lishma, that in everything we do, the Creator will be there. The
yes.
goal to reach revelation of the Creator is in the tent. Is that a goal of Lishma or also
yes.
Lo Lishma?
No, it's Lishma. Because only in Lishma it exists. Okay, is that it? No more. Yes, Gil.
Rav,
could you elaborate on the spiritual root of the need to supply a person's base necessities and not to fall on society?
It's a must for each and everyone, because otherwise he's using society for his own needs. That's why this is certainly wrong. In the first degree.
And if I invest myself in dissemination and...
These are different kind of calculations. You may do that only under the condition that you don't drop yourself on others.
So where's the limit? Because my necessities is...
No. Don't pose here. You have to make sure that you are not in need of anything, and then you can invest yourself in, how to say it, connection and help to others.
And if I'm not successful in getting my necessities straight, and I have to stop studying until I get my necessities
yes.
straight.
Yes, even if you stop your study and stop everything, organize your necessities and then return to the work in the tent.
Is there value for working in the tent if my necessities aren't straight now?
That's really wrong. Because ultimately, what could happen is that you put your necessities in the hands of others. Okay?
Yofi, ein.
Good.
Yes, Ken.
Yes.
Rav, leze tzibur hu mitkaven bidyuk?
What public is he talking about here?
What do you mean, what public? Any public.
Everyone.
Yes.
And what things does he mean that you should be concerned of?
Necessities for a person.
For what? Food?
Food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, all the things that one must have. You have to organize them in a normal way, like anyone else in society. And then he'll be free to serve others.
So all people that have factories that help other people, so are they working correctly?
No. I don't know about that. I don't want to talk about these people, but it seems to me that everything is only to make some profit.
So what should we actually do?
We need to care about the connection between us, and in this connection to resemble the Creator, so that He will shine within the connection we have, His qualities, the love of others, and then we'll be able to understand what we're still lacking in order to completely resemble Him.
Thank you.
But our whole tendency is in order to resemble the Creator.
בסדר.
All right.
טוב. לא רואה על ה...
yes. I don't see. Oh, there is. Yes.
Si un ami.
If a friend feels
that
the light that we're drawing opens the heart for the collective, and he wants to participate in all kinds of actions of charity and give out food to people in need.
L'aider à avancer dans les discernements à ce sujet.
Needs to help him advance in those discernments specifically on this topic. So could you give us advice to direct this friend in a delicate way to the right direction so he'll understand what's the right thing to do?
I didn't understand. Niv, did you understand? What is he asking?
He's telling us about a friend that from his studies, he feels his heart is open, so he's doing charity actions and giving out food to people in need. So he's asking how the Ten can delicately direct them towards the right spiritual discernments.
Oh, that's a whole teaching. I don't know how to explain this in one sentence. We've had many such situations, and it's difficult sometimes to explain to a person that what the Torah requires is, first of all, to correct himself. And then, out of his correction, he'll understand what approach to take in order to help others. So that help for others will truly be help.
Ken.
Yes.
יש לנו בתור אסירייה אפשרות. Do we have, as a 10, have the ability to help friends with their necessities, not to give them money, but how can we help a friend?
Well, suppose with a place to work or something that will help him to rise.
העניין זה שכאילו אנחנו...
You can't force a person to take a job, right?
Look, I'm not going into all these things, but you need to help as much as you can to support the friends that need They have to have it. That they need to be part of the ordinary life.
How by this we don't steal the friend's work?
You have to be cautious. I had such examples in life that friends suddenly were able to run away from the right influence of the society and sit on the head of the society.
What do we do in such a situation? The friend needs necessities. I'm trying to help on one hand, but then he falls on society. So it's something very delicate here that you can't fall on it.
That's correct. It's correct. That's why we need to try to find a place to work for him, a place to live. But actually, what we have to supply is the means for that, and not the thing itself.
Ken.
Shalom Rav, shalom Chaverim.
Hello, friends. It's written that the rest of the time he has to work for the public to save the oppressed and so on.
Yes.
And you said that if we get a certain fund, it's big trouble. What do you mean?
That are we ready? Will we be able to use such a fund in the right way?
What does it depend on?
It depends on the extent of our correction.
What do we need to do in order to be worthy of such a great thing?
First of all, to correct ourselves, which we have not yet practically done between us. And then we'll see.
Do you think we're close to something like that?
No. I hope the Creator won't let us fall to such things, but it will guard us not to take care of them. Yes. No. Who?
Women Kabyu 6.
Women Kabyu 6. How can we bring correction to the world when many people around the world are struggling for their basic needs?
The Creator gives the world from the first thing to the last essential thing in a perfect way. The fact that we don't know how to divide it between us in the right way. And this is why some of us have all the money in the world and some are starving. That's the way we divided, the unjust way we divided things. That's why everything depends on people, on humans, okay?
What? Women Hebrew 3
are asking, what can we do if the necessity that isn't set up straight is expressed in a complex family issues?
Well, here you have many problems. What are we going to do? If
next paragraph?
Yes.
Serving people according to the commandment of the Creator. There are two advantages in this mitzvah. One, each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. Two, this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma. Since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not himself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition to benefit the Creator and not Himself. Naturally, the intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator.
Okay, questions? Again.
Serving people according to the commandment of the Creator. There are two advantages to this mitzvah. One, each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. Two, this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma. Since the preparation is part of the goal, this is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not oneself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition to benefit the Creator and not himself. Naturally, the intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator.
Ken.
Yes.
It's written that the first advantage is that each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world.
Yes.
That's not clear.
That ultimately, this work will be agreeable to all the people according to the plan of creation.
That's in the end, that's not to begin with.
No, how can it be in the beginning? We have to do corrections in order to reach that.
What's the difference between a person determining none else besides him to a person performing the action on behalf of the commandment of the Creator?
Between being the commandment of the Creator and
that a person determined none else besides him.
What do you mean he decided?
That a person did a certain action, he was in a certain state. Now the state is supposedly after, and he determined it was none else besides him, that the Creator did everything. How they determine that the action I'm doing is because of the commandment of the Creator, and not only afterwards to say the Creator did everything.
I don't know. You'll have to scrutinize this on your own. Okay.
Nif.
No,
I'm good.
Koteret.
Next title, the part of the Torah concerning relations between man and man. There are two parts to the Torah. One concerns man and the Creator. The other concerns man and man. And I call upon you at any rate to engage and assume that which concerns man and man. For by this you will also learn the part that concerns man and the Creator.
Okay. No questions about this. Okay, yes, next.
Title, Speech, Thought, and Action. Work of any kind should include thought, speech, and action. We have already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more imperative in this mitzvah than in the mitzvot relating to man and the Creator. Since in mitzvot between man and the Creator, the act itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work, lishma. Thus, each person should think that he is doing all this only to bring contentment to his maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, so I am merciful. And as he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring him closer to the Creator in any way that will equalize his form with spirituality and with holiness, and he will become like a seal, fit to receive the true higher abundance. The speech refers to the prayer in the mouth during the work and in fixed times, for the Creator to turn one's heart from reception to bestow. Also, it is contemplating the Torah and the matters that promote achieving it.
Shailot.
Questions.
No, Tzvika, ma.
What, Tzvika, what?
He really complicated me. Oh, this whole morning I'm contemplating.
Ask your friends to help you.
He says that the deeds won't bring you closer to the Creator. And in working in Lishma, each one has to think that he's doing everything just in order to give contentment to his Maker. So what are we talking about? Just think and not do deeds? What does he mean?
What should we answer him? Come on. He should ask and you should answer.
He says that the deeds won't bring him closer to the Creator in a way that he will equalize in form. But each one must think that he's doing everything only to give contentment to his Maker. So, what you used to say that everything is clarified in thought, so we're going back to it. So it cancels everything we just read, that you said help the friends with work and all that.
You are addressing your friends and the friends should answer. You should scrutinize this article between yourselves.
So does somebody have a solution here to answer me? Come on, guys, wake up.
Let's have a workshop.
If you read the rest of the article, you'll see that the thought means intention on the deed. And only when you do the deed with the intention, That'll bring you closer to the Creator.
Okay, so let's also have a workshop in our tens. If you can ask the question in one sentence, Svika, can you ask it in one sentence?
צריך מיקרופון שם, זה לא בסדר. תראה, במשפט אחד, תראה, יש בעיה להגיד זה משפט אחד, כי בעצם...
It's difficult to say one sentence because what was said is that we need to help a friend also at work, also here, also there. And here he says that everything is clarified in thought. So what's the right thing? How to do it?
Okay, אז מה העבודה שלנו?
Okay, so... What is our work in speech, thought, and action? How can we organize it correctly? This work, how much should be thought? How much should be action? What's the main thing? What's less important? What is our work in speech, thought, and action?
According to what I understand from this article, these three things are connected. The speech, thought, and action. The thought is what organizes our desire. The desire awakens the thought. And if we work in society, so it becomes more real. It's, how's he right here? That every free moment will be for you to serve the others. So we really have to invest thought on how to organize it and make it practical. The intention with the deed.
Yes. If we really want to organize the way we connect between ourselves, the form of work, so we need to accept the fact that a group was given to us, we entered a certain environment, and we want, in the optimal way, to reach a situation of a spiritual connection between us. Clearly, prior to that, we need a system of conducts that enable every friend to come and share and to get the support from us, so he won't be missing anything and he can focus himself on the spiritual work and the special connection we learn about every day.
In action, speech, and thought, we have one central point for everyone, which is wholeness, that everybody is equal towards that point, and each one is completing it, and each one is connected to it. And we can't, without all parts of them, that you will attain that wholeness. That's why we always need to be in a circle around that wholeness.
The way I understand it, we should constantly think and talk to the Creator to give strength to each one to help the friends, to do all the actions, and after all the actions to say gratitude, to give gratitude to the Creator. They gave us the opportunity to do something for the friends. So this way, all the time, you're getting the strength from the Creator, and all you do is talk to Him. In action, you set an example. That too is given to us from the Creator.
We need that His mouth and heart will be equal, and that means that the place you have to reach is to equalize with the friends. To equalize with the friend's deficiency. To work with the friend's deficiency. And in this way, also in thought, also in deeds, also in speaking, that I'm constantly asking for them, demanding for them that the Creator will help them, that they'll succeed. And in this way, I perform these three points, that equivalence of form towards the friends, they are my parameter on where I have to reach. They are giving me a direction, and I'm following them.
Shaul writes that we should try to join the intention to the actions. What am I doing the action for? So, truly, in this article, Bala Sulam writes for us that if you do the actions to the friends out of the human conscience that necessitates them, nothing will come out of it. If we're acting like any other human being to help each other, it won't work. We need the goal previously to determine what our goal is towards the Creator, and out of that, with this intention to act towards the friends, and also he speaks about the prayer that should be as we do it.
We also need that the goal will come with the deed, and the deed will escort the goal, and that also in order to aim towards the goal and to work towards the goal, that it'll always be in front of our eyes that in everything we want to give contentment to the Creator, and also in a practical way to work in that way towards that deed.
We don't have this desire to act for others. On the other hand, we are learning, it's very important. And by this, we'll reach equivalence of form with the Creator, to be in bestowal. So how to awaken this desire? That's the question. And we have to invest thought here. And he gives us a special instrument called speech, which is a prayer. When we express between us what we're trying to attain, we're asking for the upper force to bring us to the state that we will want to do it. And so we activate the force of thought that will lead us to this desire.
Yeah, the power of thought gives us livelihood and more of a place for intention. So just to open up and take the examples that the friends are telling us about.
Speech, thought, and action are basically a degree. Each one is an additional degree towards the other, but they all complement each other into one degree. This is what's special about our work, that each one combines his uniqueness, but everything combines into one degree of connection when we complement each other.
Yeah, actually, all of my work is before the Creator, towards the friends, as if I'm not there, as if I'm only concerned of the friends with all my thoughts and all my deeds, and all my speaking, that, and I'm passing on to them that this is how I annul, that I only take forces and pass it.
Rav, what do you want to continue or to move on to the next part?
We can have a vote here. Whoever wants to keep going, lift their hand now.
To continue.
And whoever wants to go to the next part of the lesson, lift your hand now. The next part is the topic of love, the four measures of love. It seems that everybody here at least wants to keep reading.
Well, whatever you want.
So should I read the...
Where is the love?
Let's go to the next part of the lesson.